Nattreia en Verklaringsdag. In het vierde en laatste deel van de lezing van Benjamin Krem in Nagoya in Japan in 2010, een nieuwe beschaving breekt aan, staat Benjamin Krem stil bij de laatste fase van het naar buiten treden van wereldleraar Maitreya. Zijn boodschap van samen delen en Verklaringsdag. De wonderbaarlijke gebeurtenis waarin de wereldleraar de hele mensheid zal toespreken en wij onze aangeboren goddelijkheid zullen ervaren.
Very soon you will see Maitreya on television, albeit not announced as Maitreya, not introduced as Maitreya. Maitreya is working what we call incognito. What are his priorities? Well, the highest priority must be that of peace. We have so many atomic bombs in the world, nuclear bombs compared with which those that destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki are like toys. And so unless we can find a way to make peace, we can destroy all life on planet Earth. All life, human and subhuman alike. So we need peace. How can we get peace? Millions long for peace, and many are working even now to destroy the little peace that we have. Terrorism is growing throughout the world. Why do we have wars? Why do we have terrorism? Terrorism is largely, there are a number of reasons, but it's largely because we have injustice in the world. And as long as we have injustice, we will not have peace. We will have wars. And a little war can become a big war, and the major war would destroy all life. It would be nuclear and would leave nothing in the world for millions and millions of years. We have free will. What do we want? What would you want? A continuation of the present divisions, separations, greed and selfishness in the world, or a peaceful solution to our problems. Millions in the world live in poverty. About half the world are poor. Millions die every year of starvation. In a world filled with food, with a huge surplus of food per capita. Maitreya says, how can you support this degradation? And he comes to show us how important it is, how urgent it is to create peace, and how easy it is to create peace. And he says, the solution is in your hands. You have it. To get peace, you must have justice. There will never be peace if there's injustice in the world. And half the world truly, or in their mind, believes that they have injustice. The world is unjust to them. The G7 or G8 nations of the world run the world for their own benefit. And they keep this fantasy going through the stock markets of the world, which rise and fall and rise and fall and reflect any little greedy fear that enters into people's mind when some nation has a problem and needs help, like Greece at the moment. We have to look at the whole thing differently. Realize that we are one. Humanity is made up of brothers and sisters of one group, one kingdom called the human kingdom. An important, but not the only important kingdom in the world. But we are one. And we all need the same things. Apart from mobile telephones, we need enough food. We need shelter. We need health care. And we need education. Everybody in the world needs these four things. These are fundamental human rights. But there is no nation in the world where you have automatically any of these, let alone all of these, unless you have money. So we create a mad, unjust world. We play God. We say who will die, who will suffer starvation and neglect, and who will live well. And we don't have the right to do this. The resources of the world are given by divine providence for all people, to feed all the people. Maitreya says, nothing so moves me to grief as this shame. The crime of separation must be driven from this earth. I affirm that as my purpose. Maitreya is already talking on television in America and will do so throughout the world. Incognito, unannounced as Maitreya, simply as one of us, he will come on television in this country and other countries throughout the world, showing us how easy it is to create peace and how vitally important it is to create peace. And he says, to get peace, all you have to do is to create justice. And how do you create justice? Only one thing will create justice, when there is enough trust. Otherwise, there will never be justice. And how do you get the trust? Only one thing will create this trust. The acceptance that we, humanity, are one, and so share the resources of the world. When you share, you recognize God in your brother, says Maitreya. When you share, the first step into sharing is the first step into your divinity. When you share, you create the trust essential to create justice and peace. All other methods have been tried and have failed and led inevitably to separation and war. We can no longer afford another war. It would be nuclear and would destroy our life. So it is in our hands, our own hands, we have the answer. We must make it known. It won't happen by itself. Don't think Maitreya is just coming to make peace and justice and so on. He isn't. He's coming, he is here to show us that that is what is necessary. But we have to do it. Nothing happens by itself. When enough people are responding to Maitreya's teaching, even though they do not know that he is here, or do not know that it is Maitreya, we will come to what is called the Day of Declaration. When enough people are responding, they will demand of their governments that Maitreya be asked to speak to the whole world. The television networks will be linked together so that for the first time in history, the world teacher can appear and appear to speak to the whole of humanity. Maitreya is omniscient. and omnipresent. And the masters, you might know, use telepathy. They don't speak in the ordinary way, they use telepathy all the time. And eventually all humanity will use telepathy as a natural way to speak. On the day of declaration, Maitreya will overshadow the minds, come into telepathic rapport with the whole of adult humanity. And each of us will hear him speak in our own language. So you will hear him inwardly in Japanese, the Chinese in Chinese, the French in French, the Russians in Russians, the Spanish in Spanish, and so on throughout the world. Your brain will automatically transform his thoughts into what you hear. He will show how old humanity is, how long we have been in incarnation, and how far we have fallen from the heights, the spiritual heights, where once we were, into this mediocre business that we run today as society. He will show a picture of the future, the most wonderful technology which the future holds for us, the technology of light at the basis of it, which will free humanity to be human, to be what we are, gods in incarnation, to be creative as gods are creative, as divinity itself is creative. All it needs is the acceptance that we are one, and therefore the acceptance of the principle of sharing. During this time, Maitreya's energy of love, he's the Lord of love, will pour out through the hearts of all humanity. It will be an extraordinary experience. People will feel like children again, filled with the joy and the beauty of this love, and touching the very heart of creation itself, divinity itself. Feeling as we thought we were little children of 4 and 5, experiencing the beauty and the vastness, the mystery of life. That will be the most extraordinary experience for all people living today, and will set us on the path to the future. Thank you very much.
ありがとうございました。